The love of our Heavenly Father be with you. And Melchizedek. Yes, you did feel the presence of our beloved brother, Jesus. And my message is just a prelude. I wish to inform Jimmy that he was correct in his thoughts and that there was a greater need for you to be here and be open to the recession that you will make for those souls who will come in the coming months. You strike a chord in many of those who are stuck in the mind's domination of the soul, and you have a key that is useful in helping to turn their consciousness into surrendering so that they may take on those necessary seeds that need to germinate in the soul's longing for at one with the Father, and helping them surrender their mind's control of the soul. And you are instrumental and gifted in this. And this is something that we feel that we'll have more ease here on the earth plane, which is why you were helped by many souls who loved you and helped keep you in your body at this time. We also feel that you will see a greater fruition and the harmony that is brought about by this fellowship of souls. That you will not only welcome, but help assist in creating those foundations assist those who may have had some doubts as to whether this was actually a cult. And I use that word in its fullest sense. For there are those who have only this as their obstacle for fully coming into this epiphany of love. And so I bring this to your attention for you to understand why not just those longings of those who wish your companionship in this life, but for you to understand your purpose in the now. I ask you to be more gentle with Terry, for you are assisting her and her soul's transformation into the light. And we're assisting you in bringing about the embrace of love that she so desperately hungered for, to know that she is appreciated and loved for herself. My blessings to you each. I will now give way to the Master.